Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's truly something special about video game achievements. Achievements keep players invested in a title as they feel motivated to really knuckle down and pull off some insane maneuvers in the pursuit of pixelated prizes. However, some video games took one look at this delicate balance between the gamer and the gamer score and mused out aloud, but what if you could just buy this feeling? And thus we have the examples that make up this list. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 7 video game achievements you had to pay for. Number 7. Pony Up, Red Dead Redemption 2. Now, to be clear, the Pony Up achievement, which is unlocked by the player spending over $50,000 in the outstanding Red Dead Redemption 2, is actually but one of many spend X to unlock Y trophies that crop up time and time again in gaming. But you know what? I figure I'd include this one for two big reasons. The first is because $50,000 is sure of a hell of a lot of money in a game where the average consumable might cost as little as a dollar, and where gold bars, the most valuable and hard to come by currency in the game, are only worth $500 each, so you better pack a lunch because you're going to be treasure hunting for a fair old while. And the second reason is because when I wrote this article to make it into a video, I started thinking of the poor old editors that have to work on these, and I thought to myself, at least the footage of Red Dead Redemption 2 is usually going to be more entertaining than just watching video game protagonists standing around in shops. So yeah, you're welcome. This is an achievement that doesn't really take any skill to unlock, just a huge amount of time, item farming, and good old-fashioned capitalism. And while we are grateful that Rockstar didn't let people use the microtransaction gold bars that they sell in Red Dead Redemption Online to pop this, don't be surprised if this one achievement ends up costing you a lot of your free time. Number 6. Day 1 Achievement, Xbox One. In what must be one of the most bizarre yet ultimately fitting examples of extreme video game marketing, Microsoft decided to, air quotes, reward players who pre-ordered and purchased an Xbox One console directly from the House of M themselves with a one-of-a-kind achievement. Alongside a spangly new piece of hardware and a rather tasty exclusive controller, punters would get a QR or text code for the Day 1 achievement, which could then be input into the Xbox One. The pop of this achievement, which rather insultingly doesn't even come with any gamer score. I mean, come on, Microsoft, we just dropped hundreds on this console. Could you at least make it worth at least $1,000? It means literally nothing. Would ring out like a cash register opening across homes, signaling to all those around them that they did indeed choose to pre-order at a slightly higher price directly from Microsoft in order to be part of this exclusive club. Admittedly, many did this just for the controller alone, but the fact that so many registered this achievement was proof that they wanted their friends to know that they'd put their money where their mouth was. It's just a bit of a shame that subsequent updates to the homepage kind of buried achievement lists, meaning that likely none of their friends even knew about it. Number 5. Astronomic Katamari, Beautiful Katamari. Despite the franchise being a firm favourite amongst the office, Beautiful Katamari contained an achievement that saw the title receive a rather large dose of player ire. And rightly so, because when you boil things down, Beautiful Katamari effectively locked an achievement tied to 100% completion behind a paywall. While you will be able to finish off most of the levels in this game, and indeed unlock the majority of achievements with little to no issue, the final achievement, known as Astronomic Katamari, which is rewarded for rolling up a katamari of 1.5 million kilometers wide, received a lot of flack, as without downloading the extra DLC stages, it was next to impossible to unlock. The achievement was added as part of an update outside of the DLC, leading many to think that just by 100%ing the rest of the stages, this final achievement would pop. But alas, the King of the Cosmos clearly needed a new boathouse or something, and so decided to only offer levels with enough material to achieve this monstrous katamari in DLC stages. Therefore, if you wanted to be a true rock and roller, you're going to have to rustle up some spare change. Number 4. All of them, The Culling. Now, at first, it might be a little strange to list all of the trophies of one game as being ones that you had to pay for, especially when you take a look at the achievements of The Culling and see things like win a team match, get 5 kills in a single match, or travel over 100 kilometers online. But trust me, every single one of these is going to cost you. And why is that? Well, Simon, I'll tell you why. Because in 2020, The Culling, which is already experiencing an ailing player base, decided to rebrand itself as The Culling Origins, an Xbox title with a truly bizarre feature, and that was pay per play. That's right, at the time of its launch, players would get one free game per day, and then every other match would cost real money. As you can imagine, this made getting achievements in the game particularly difficult without spending a bit of cash to actually get stuck in and earn them. Thankfully, the backlash to this bizarre practice was enough to get the free game raised up to 10 free games a day, but for a while, this truly was the nadir of microtransactional mess-ups. Number 3. No More Grinding. Tales of Vesperia. Leveling up and the RPG genre go together like peanut butter and chocolate, like bacon and eggs, like salt and fizzy piss when you're forced to grind over and over in certain areas just to get past some artificially inflated enemies who are giving you the business. Yes, indeed, it's a very common trope in RPGs to come across enemies that simply laugh at your offense unless you've headbutted your way through that brick wall known as the grind and spent hour after hour killing boars in the forest. Tales of Vesperia is no exception to this, sometimes throwing up challenges that can only be overcome by putting the narrative on hold and spending time leveling up. It even has an achievement tied to this, popping if the player reaches the max level of 200. 200? That's going to take absolutely hours, right? Well, in a strange and slightly sickly move, Tales of Vesperia also came with some DLC to help mitigate this process. And by that, I mean that it literally offered players the chance to buy 10 levels for a small fee. The two packs, which gifted players 5 levels apiece, became so infamous that many began to question whether the game had been tweaked to encourage grinding more than normal titles of its ilk in order to justify this DLC. Still, when you get to those later levels, each of which could take hours at a time to tick over, the ability to skip the last 10 surely would be tempting for those looking to 100% the game. But still, that's pretty grim, right? Number 2. Whichever one you'd like. Nier Automata. So as you can see from this list, we've covered multiple ways in which the player has had to pay through the nose with either real world or in-game currency to unlock achievements. But now we're going to kick things up a gear, as Nier Automata Potato Patata does indeed let you purchase achievements, but does so in a manner that is totally and utterly unique. After completing the game 3 times, you'll unlock a new NPC who will be listed as Strange Resistance Woman, who, while sounding like a B-list superhero, offers up A-tier banter in the form of a special selection of wares. It turns out that these items aren't ones to buff your stats or deck out your arsenal, but are straight up achievements from the game itself. That's right, for in-game currency, you can purchase achievements from this vendor, cutting replay and grind time down in half. Admittedly, they cost an absolute arm and a leg, but hell, you're an android with detachable limbs. When has this ever bothered you? So if you fancy grinding out some cash in order to bypass a particularly rough-looking achievement, well, Nier Automata Potato Patata has got you covered. And number 1, 20 Legendary Vault Dwellers, Fallout Shelters. While I, along with countless others, enjoyed the settlement management experience offered by Fallout Shelter, one of its achievements definitely deserves its own personal level deep in gaming hell because it commits the cardinal sin of both being a trophy controlled by RNG and is presented in such a way that paying real-world money for it becomes a legitimate solution to unlock it. You can almost taste that corporate oil, can't you? Bethesda, in their infinite, air quotes, wisdom, decided to focus unlockables in the game around random unlocks that would come from lunchboxes, a loot box ripoff so blatant that you almost have to give it credit for caring so little about hiding its intent. Inside these payment-based lunch pails, players would be dealt some cards, of which only one of them had a 3.8% chance of containing a legendary vault dweller, which is a special character who would come and live in your vault. Now, what should have been a moment of celebration in getting one of these suddenly turned to irradiated gunk in our mouth when a cursory glance at the achievement list states that you'll need 20 of these to unlock a trophy. Oh, and remind me again how we unlock these lunchboxes? Oh, by completing excruciatingly long tasks? Oh, and what's this? An ad to buy lunchboxes to speed up the process? I wonder if these two scenarios are linked. Gag me with a spoon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.